Josephine Hunter reporting from the lower plaza of Rockefeller Center. Yesterday I described to you, with the assistance of the Marquis of Donegal, the exhibition of the replica of the Royal State Coach and Cavalcade, which London Records Incorporated brought over from England so that Americans could share a little of the British coronation excitement. Today the crowd of visitors is so dense that traffic is being held up and extra policemen have been drafted into the area. Lord Donegal had a hard time getting through the crowd, but he is now by my side, ready to be cross-questioned again. Lord Donegal, as official host, would you tell me something about the painted panels on the side of the coach?
Well, the painted panels were painted by an Italian artist called Cipriani, who was very famous in his time. He was brought over from Italy by Sir William Chambers, who designed the coach. But Sir William left most of the actual building to Cipriani, and these particular panels are, of course, very beautiful paintings by any standard. They're museum pieces. And they represent the arts of peace, truth, justice, and the arts in general. And one of the figures is history, recording on a slab, rather like the tablets that Moses wrote on, recording the history of the victory of these arts after the Seven Years' War. Because, of course, they believed at that time, when the Seven Years' War ended, that it was a war to end all wars.
I believe at the time Cipriani was painting, he only received about the equivalent of $1,000 for the paintings, didn't he?
Yes, I think that is so, but of course money was worth about 10 times.
Yes. Could you tell me, please, about the process for these panels? I believe some process, special process, had to be used.
Yes, they were photographed and then reduced to get exactly the scale. And then they were painted over by known artists of the London Art Schools. And each panel was done, I understand, by a different artist.
Well, another question that is quite often asked by Americans. Could you tell me, please, whether the Duke of Edinburgh will ride in the state coach with the Queen?
Yes, he certainly will. I don't know whether he's disappointed. He wanted, of course, to ride on a horse.
But that, he wasn't
but,
able to do that.
He wasn't able to do it, so it wouldn't have been appropriate, I suppose.
What role will he actually play in the ceremony?
He does his homage after the Archbishop of Canterbury, before the homage is done by each peer in succession from dukes downwards.
But he has no special crowning ceremony of his own?
No, I think he just rather takes a back seat on this occasion.
Well, there are lots more questions that I want to ask about the coach and the horses, the famous Windsor Greys, but I shall have to keep those questions until tomorrow, because it is time now for a little music, and very appropriate music at that. English Rose, sung by the tenor Alexander Young, with chorus and new symphony orchestra, conducted by Victor Olof, in a London FFRR recording. I see a friend of yours, the former Postmaster General, the Honourable James A. Farley, is making his way over here to the microphone.
Hello, Jim.
Don, it's good to see you this morning.
Well, it's nice of you to come down. And what do you think of our having this coronation coach in Rockefeller Plaza? Do you think it's a good place to have it?
I do. It's a very interesting sight here, and it will give pleasure and it will be of much interest to hundreds of thousands of people who will undoubtedly see it while the exhibit is here. You couldn't have selected a better place for it. It's a central part of the city. Thousands of people pass here daily, and it will give them great pleasure to see it, I'm sure.
Have you had a look around the thing yet?
Well, I looked around a bit, and it was rather interesting to me. I was particularly interested in finding out, asking you, if this coach is faithful in every extent, every detail.
It is faithful down to the last button, except in one thing, and that is that it has iron tires on the wheels, because the model was completed before the Queen suddenly thought of having rubber tires put on for greater comfort on her stagecoach.
I don't know that I could blame her for that decision.
Well, I think it was a very good idea.
I was curious to know why you have those pouches on the back of the soldiers. What do they signify?
The pouches on the back of the Blues. Of course, there are two regiments of Household Cavalry. The leader in this procession is of the Life Guards with the red tunic, and the Blues are at the back. And the pouches on the back of the Blues, in the time of George III, you know, I don't think they liked him in England very much more than they liked him over here. And they used to keep the key of the coach in that in case they had to lock him up to protect him from the mob.
That's very interesting. Well, there was another thing that impressed me, and I'd like to know what the reason for those oceanic symbols on a coach. That's quite unusual, I would think.
Well, you agree with Horace Walpole, who said it was most inappropriate to have oceanic, as you said, that's a better word, symbolism on a land vehicle. And, the reason is that they celebrate the victories of George II in the Seven Years' War, the victories at sea, and the extension of British naval power during the Seven Years' War.
If I had more time, I could probably ask you more questions about other things in connection with the coach and the exhibit.
I'd like to ask you some things. Well, I suppose I won't be meeting you in Yugoslavia. I'm going there this summer for the
No, my trip is a business trip, and I'll go to the Scandinavian countries, to Ireland and England, and down to Spain and Cairo, and I'm going to try, if I can, to get over to Israel.
Maybe we'll meet up in Spain. But anyway, very nice of you to come along this morning. Much appreciated.
I hope we meet up in some part of Europe. It's always a delight to see you.
Well, thank you, Lord Donegal, and the Honourable James A. Farley, who is now chairman of the board of the Coca-Cola Export Corporation. Let me play you out with a London FFRR recording of a march played by the band of the Grenadier Guards.
Thank you.
And now looking at this marvelous exhibition of the state coach here on Rockefeller Plaza, just by the English Grill, I see Miss Tannekill, the clerk, coming up. Mr. Clerk, perhaps you could tell us about the coronation program that is being planned by the New York City Ballet.
Yes, we're having a program June 2nd, and we're giving our English ballets by, for instance, Frederick Ashton, Illuminations, music by Benjamin Britten. And it's the opening of Fanfare, also by Benjamin Britten, and Picnic at Tintagel, which is Arnold Bach's music.
I believe that Benjamin Britten wrote a special a piece, didn't he, for the coronation?
I think he believed, yes, an opera.
Yes.
Gloriana,
Gloriana, I believe. That will no doubt come over to New York sometime soon. What do you think of this exhibition of the state coach, Mrs.
Well, I think it's wonderful because we can't see, of course, the coronation if, you know, we're stuck here in America. Mm. And it's very nice to be able to see what it's going to be like.
Have you danced in England?
Yes, we've danced twice at Covent Garden. We stayed there 2 months the first time and about 7-8 weeks the second.
Have you noticed any difference in audience reaction, would you say, in London to the States?
Well, I would say in the States they're louder. You know, they applaud in the middle of ballets, they scream bravo. It's more like in France, the same thing, and in Italy. I'd say in England they were a little bit more restrained.
Well, I certainly look forward to seeing you, Miss Leclerc,
well,
in this forthcoming
much.
Coronation program. And thank you for coming to this microphone.
Goodbye.
I'm afraid our time is running out, so I'll have to say goodbye until tomorrow from the state coach in Rockefeller Plaza.